And it was a busy weekend for sports fans. Here with a recap is NPR's Tony Cox, along with William C. Roden, author and New York Times sports columnist.
So, Bill, after weeks of hand-wringing, wild speculation, some hard-fought football games, a big upset, and a little bit of computer wizardry, the BCS National Championship game is finally decided. It'll be Big Ten powerhouse Ohio State versus the SEC's Florida Gators January 8th in Glendale, Arizona. Now, Bill, I checked the Detroit papers today, and there are some very unhappy people in the state of Michigan.
Well, you know, Tony, the great Tony Cox, a corrupt system comes up with a decent solution. You know, we won't waste our precious time talking about how awful the system is. But I think Florida deserved a shot. Florida deserved a chance. You know, the SEC is a powerful conference. Florida, you know, had a great year. They've got a great defense. They've got an interesting quarterback situation, and I think it's going to be an outstanding game. And for the people of Michigan, you know, it's a fine university, great university, great team, but I think that your complaints are misdirected. The people of Michigan should be in the streets today in full force at the president's door campaigning for a playoff system.
Mm-hmm.
Every single student who cares about this in Los Angeles, you know, in Boise, in Michigan, should be banging at the president's door demanding a playoff system, because this, Tony, is an outrage. This is a crime against competition. You know, it. I know it. The people at Ohio State knows it. It's just again, a crime that a team like Michigan, a team like Florida, a team like USC will not have the opportunity to play themselves into a championship game by way of a tournament. It's really an outrage.
Well, you know, in this particular instance, it seems, if I'm correct about this, that the computers can't be blamed for this one, and that it was the human vote in the two polls that really swung it to Florida over Michigan, which is kind of strange, isn't it?
Well, the whole thing is strange. I mean, the mere fact that you've got a computer. I mean, normally every year, this time of year, this is when I swear off of college football and get into the NFL, because I love – the NFL is a meritocracy for the most part. Every team is now vying to get into the playoffs. I mean, you know, so yes, Tony, you're right. The computers, I mean, what is it saying about, I mean, but the computers are still programmed by human beings.
That's true.
Computers, our lives are governed by computers, Tony. That's why we love sports, because you could solve things on the court and on the field.
All right, well, let's move on and talk about the NFL, because yesterday there were some interesting games for the guys who do play on Sunday. Rookies are being put, as you know, are being put out there, Bill, more and more in the NFL, especially the quarterbacks, some of whom had pretty big games, even an upset. I'm thinking now about Vince Young.
Vince Young.
Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Vince Young, give him the Heisman. And you know, I mean, I'm really happy to see that. And you're right, there is this transformation going on. With young quarterbacks, if not rookie quarterbacks, being just given the help. And I think it says one or two things, Tony. And it says what we've been saying along. This is not rocket science. Yeah, this is not brain surgery. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Vince Young did to the New York Giants what he did to USC just a few months earlier. You know, and he also did it to Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, he's an exciting player. But then you look at what happened at Giant Stadium with Tony Romo. Just great games, great comebacks.
So now the G-men in New York, they put their house and their in-house squabble aside. I guess they did. And you can't blame Plaxico Burress for this loss, can you?
That's right. I mean, all this goes back to the head coach. You know, Tom Coughlin came in, you know, a couple of years ago, as this law and order guy. You know, he made the plea, fine the players not because they were late, because they weren't early enough. You know, all this kind of ridiculous stuff. We're going to start discipline. These guys have become one of the most undisciplined teams in terms of you know, penalties. They've been openly rebelling against the coach. I think Coughlin's going to end up walking the plank.
Well, what I've read in the papers so far, even after the loss yesterday, was that they're standing by him. Now, you know, that and 25 cents to get you a cup of coffee, of course.
You know, that's the famous kiss of death, you know, when the coach says, when the team owner says, I give him a vote of confidence.
<You know? laughs> Could be the end. Talking about a vote of confidence, Bill Parcells took a lot of heat for dumping Mike Vanderjack as this veteran place kicker, and then turned out to be the right deal with the kick that won the game for them yesterday.
Right. That's right. He was the right dude too. If you saw Parcells' expression leading up to the kick, you could just he was just burst. He said, "You know what? My entire reputation is on the line here." So it was a good time was had by all.
That's definitely
yesterday.
True. Let me ask you about one other rookie who finally seemed to have had his breakout game. I'm talking now about the Heisman winner, Reggie Bush.
That's right.
With New Orleans, getting 4 touchdowns. He was like, he must have thought he was back in the Cardinal in gold.
That's right, the real deal, man. Now, unfortunately, though, on that last touchdown, he hurt his shoulder, and so that might be the Saints and Bush may pay a price for that last leap, because he injured his shoulder. He's having MRI, so. You know, hope that leap wasn't his last for the season.
All right, we'll have to keep our eyes on him. Bill, thank you very much.
Hey, Tony, it's always a pleasure.
William C. Roden is an author and a sports columnist with the New York Times. He joins us twice a month to talk to NPR's Tony Cox.